Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Yeah.
royalty. What a way to kick off a podcast, right? All right, royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Spiritual Soul Sunday with Haru, the Seven Oracles. I'm also known as Keithan Boyd. And today, guys, what I'm going to be discussing here on Spiritual Soul Sunday, well, I'm not going to be discussing, but a classroom lecture that I pulled for this Spiritual Soul Sunday was the Jason Effect. Now, most of you guys who are no strangers to ear know that when it comes to a lot of these podcasts, these are classrooms to where I am learning with you guys, right? And Spiritual Soul Sunday is more things that are for your soul, more in-depth things, right? But I think today is more of a classroom. You know, it's kind of combined, really. But today I pulled something from Asar Duke of Tears, right? And it was on the calendar for a while, you know, to do it. I think Eternal was supposed to be with me on this one. But the Jason Effect, happy Black History Month to anyone who, you know, celebrates that. We do know here at EAR that Black History, you know what I mean, even though I know overall, you know, as you get deeper into your research, you will see that, you know, being Black is a program. You know what I mean? No disrespect to anybody, but deeper in your studies, you'll realize that it's a program. It's a script that we do over and over and over and over, over and over and over. You know, and how disrespectful could it be to, you know, celebrate this for only, what, there's 29 days or 28 days, rather, depending on how you slice it. You know what I mean? It's all this repetition. You know what I mean? Gratitude to the ancestors. They know that I mean well, who, you know, has to go through and fight through, you know, but we celebrate 365, you know, even if that's, you know, how many days it could fluctuate to 366. You know what I mean? Did we ever think about that, right? So 365, 366, 24, 8, whatever, okay? You guys get it. But we do this all the time here at EAR, you know, celebrate our ancestors. And yesterday I didn't really understand how that was leading me, but how ironic was it that I did the kickoff of the February podcast, you know, in honor to Lake Lanier and what may have happened to Lake Lanier. So go back. It was a classroom for me yesterday because I really didn't do too much in-depth on Lake Lanier, but what I got out of it was a lot of you'll hear my thoughts on that. But, yeah, definitely a place I got to go visit now, being that I sparked that. You know, I'm not getting the water, but you know what I mean? Definitely a place to go. But anyway, guys, the Jason Effect. So I'm curious to see what Asar, I'm not even saying his name wrong, Duke of Tears, if you are trying to get more in-depth on your studies, his link to his channel is going to be in the show notes. Once the show has been completed, I encourage you guys, highly, highly recommend you to research this brother's channel because he goes deep. I believe he's a Moor, and he comes from that standpoint, but a lot of Moors, they come from a standpoint of understanding his story, right? Post, like, 1600s maybe. Don't quote me on these times, you guys, but what I am a catalyst of is what happened before the 1600s, what happened before the 1300s, you know, with Ethiopia and all that. I want to kind of delve into that. So as I get my research, I'll bring it forth to you guys. But remember, Enhancing Awareness Radio is one big classroom where we learn, grow together. If you have anything to share on your thoughts or anything like that, guys, please feel free to email me. My link tree is in the show notes. And contact me, guys, because we learn here. We grow here together, guys. Nobody knows more than the other. You know, I've always been real strict at EAR with everybody who come through EAR, everything, all strict to how we learn and grow together. That is the first rule of law when it comes to Enhancing Awareness Radio. So let's go ahead and get into the lecture. It's 2 hours long. I'll be back to close out. But as you guys know, I want to start off with a lecture of Brother Wisdom in the current events, and then we get into the lecture, and then I come back to close out.
All right, Brother Christopher, I want you guys to check out something. All right, we're gonna be we're still in the area of science. All right, but this is kind of science we're gonna call this. This is science behind the fall of the dollar. All right. Listen to this right here.
I'm pretty sure most people know about the case that's going on in the 506. That's the form I'm going to say it again. The case of the PSYOP. The reason why it's a PSYOP is because they did something while everybody was focusing on the case. This is what they did. All these commodities, oil, gold, and silver, hit zero. And you might be wondering, what does that mean? The dollar to oil ratio, or the dollar to silver ratio, or the dollar to gold ratio. Same thing. The price of the U.S. dollar is what we're talking about. A barrel of oil is priced in U.S. dollars across the world. When the U.S. dollar is strong, you need fewer U.S. dollars to buy a barrel of oil. Go back to this chart right here. You see how you can buy a barrel of oil for $0.00? What does that mean for the U.S. dollar? Well, in the context of the dollar-oil ratio, the dollar is worthless. There is no petrodollar.
Brother and sister, special energy, Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? All right. Let's talk about the science behind the fall of the dollar. All right. You got to understand. He said, this is the fall of the petrodollar. Now, you have to remember that back in the, what's that, 60s era, 60s, 70s era, all before then, this Saxon dollar system was based upon gold and silver. You know, you had a gold bond dollar, you had a silver bond dollar. You know, the silver, what they call it, the silver dollar. And then later on, when they discovered or found out that they could use oil, they put oil behind the dollar. They call it the petrodollar. All right. What you have to understand is that this, and I'm going to tell you this right here. It's not only this corporation called United States. It's not this, not only this corporation called America. All right? It's not only this. This corporation is not the only one that's going through. All right? What's happening is, this physical money that they created was all based upon our realm spinning clockwise, okay? That's number one. First and foremost, it was based upon physical. The clockwise motion strengthens the physical dollar, or the physical energy of this system, okay? And because they caused us to fall out of balance, and because these factors have caused us to turn away from nature by getting us to join in with religion, because that's the main thing that happened. That's one of the main things that after the structures were destroyed, after the tree of life was destroyed, and we fell, and we lost our memories or whatever, and these factors had literally tricked us into religion, okay? Them tricking us into religion literally caused our realm to go against the grain, which means everything that is, means that the core of the realm stopped, and then our realm began to spin clockwise, the opposite direction, which would be in the strength of these factors. Okay? Now we have awakened. We're talking about the science behind the fall of the dollar. Now that we have awakened, what's happening? All right? Our realm has the core of our realm has stopped, and now everything is beginning to spin counterclockwise. No matter how much these factions get on these forums and on these videos or whatever, and try to convince us that nothing is, everything is the same. You know, they want their people to think that everything is the same, and it's not. Okay, so because everything is spinning counterclockwise now, and it's at a slow spin right now. It's at a slow spin. It's not really fast. All right, it's not a rapid spin. It's getting there. All right, it's building itself up because you got to understand that our realm literally stopped spinning clockwise, and now it's beginning to spin counterclockwise, which means everything is different. We saw that on December the 22nd. You know, I still remember February. We were talking about February 22nd. I keep getting something that's about 12:22. At 12:22, the polls literally shifted. You know, that's kind of crazy though. But this is the Saturn's greatest fear. So you have to remember that energy is everything. And because the energy shifted, so does the money. They're talking about a barrel of oil is worth $0.00. All right? Which means that the dollar is worthless to natural resources. All right? Now, don't think that these other corporations called countries are enjoying their monies, because they're not. They're not enjoying their monies. All right? They're not enjoying their monies. Because their money has fallen as well. So these other countries or corporations, they are trading oil amongst each other in return for gold, silver, platinum, okay? Some of them are doing diamonds, natural resources. So they're trading natural resources for a natural resource called oil, all right? Which means this entire system on our realm has literally fallen. The fall of the dollar, this is the science behind the fall of the dollar. Brothers and sisters, you who have truly awakened, you are the catalyst behind this. So you got to understand that when you talk about America is the headquarters of this entire system. That's why they were looking at America to be saviors. That's why this whole, how the Brotherhood fighting these Russians and Ukrainians, and they're saying they're calling upon America, and they call it to the headquarters, because America is the headquarters of the entire system. And what's America saying? We know we're headquarters, but we ain't about to go over there. We don't have that type of weaponry. We'll send y'all some weapons, though. We send you some tanks and some planes and some guns or whatever. We send you some money if you need stuff, but the money is no good. But we send you some weapons. We're not sending our men over there because they have been trained for this type of warfare. And then the Ukrainians and Russians are saying, we haven't been trained for this neither, but we need help. And they say, okay, we're going to send you some weapons. And that's how it is. So you got to understand that the headquarters has fallen. All right? The headquarters has fallen. And the entire system has fallen, brothers and sisters. So just like this guy said, he said, what did he say? He said, this whole thing was a psyop. That's why if you look at me and look at my videos, I never once did a video on the five officers and that guy. It's more so like entertainment, propaganda. Because I'm like, ain't shit happened. It's like they're talking about some spy balloon from China. same shit happened. But while everybody and brothers and sisters were fast asleep, want to sit up and protest and march and all this about police brutality and all this shit here, they actually made the announcement, and nobody could hear them make the announcement that the currency, the worldwide currency, the currency of all these realms had literally fallen by the wayside. And all physical currency has a wealth rate of $0. All right? All physical currency is worth $0. They only talked about this what they call the American dollar. They only talked about America. Like I said, they didn't want to talk about the others. They didn't want to talk about the other ones at all. So you have to understand, it's science. Now, they want us also to focus on this cold weather. All right? They want it's the science and what's happening. Our realm is shifting. Everything is shifting. And the energy is high. And these factions are literally trying to keep their people from dying. But the energy is still working. How many other psyops are they going to create? How many other false flags are they going to create? And behind the scenes, those who are not watching, they're making announcements of something else. Everybody got their eyes on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC. Oh, this is what happened. These five officers are being charged, and they have all been fired. And then you got the chief of police. He's supposed to be the chief of police there. She can't even tell her story right. I'm like, God damn, what the fuck is going on? Because she can't even tell her story right. What the hell is going on here? Did somebody actually get killed or did something actually happen? It gives you something to think about. So the dollar all over the world, and this is the science behind the fall of the dollar, has fallen everywhere, all over this realm, because the energy has shifted and everything is spinning counterclockwise, which means that this physical dollar cannot survive the spiritual force. All right? This physical dollar cannot survive the spiritual forces. When you're talking about going counterclockwise, you're talking about tapping into spiritual forces, spiritual energy. And does physical paper dollar, even the digital currency that they're trying to build and create, all what you call currency, no matter what, has no power. It has no power. So in the meantime, brothers and sisters, what do we say do? Use the money that you have right now, and whatever money you get, because we don't know how much longer this thing is going to last. Because very soon, whatever we need, we're going to get for free. Which means that we're going to have to pick up our pace, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to pick up the pace. And we're going to have to learn how to create vehicles that run on different energies besides fuel. You understand that? But very soon, we won't have to pay for anything because it'll all be free. All right? But very soon, we won't have to pay for anything because it'll all be free. So something for you to think about, because where we are right now is far from where we were, let's say, 10 years ago. All right? So 10 years ago, we weren't really at this point right here. We were not at this point right here 10 years ago. 15 years ago, where we are now, 15 years ago, we're not here. And now, many brothers and sisters have the system. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. And we've been affected by this powerful force of the counterclockwise energy. We've been affected by it, and it's a positive effect with a whole lot of negative energy that belongs to us. So the science behind the dollar falling is the energy shifting on our realm. Now, like we said, the dollar has fallen in every corporation, what they call a country. Every corporation that they call a country, the dollar has fallen completely, and these other countries are using the natural resources that they have on hand to trade for oil so that their people can be able to drive their cars. Now, this what they call the petrodollar, whatever, this dollar is only good in this corporate area called America. It's only good. So they're going to use it as much as they can here, that you may trade among each other, or that you may use it, or however you're going to use it. But for the most part, it has no more power. None of the dollars have power. None of them. All of the dollars all over this realm has literally become zero energy, zero power. All right? So just wanted to share that with you all. Just wanted to share that with you all. This is the science behind the fall of the dollar. All right? Now, you have to remember this right here. I want you to remember this. The money is affected because the money is very, very fragile. Okay? The money is extremely fragile. And the money is affected by the frequencies. That's why they say, you know, the Omicron had destroyed the stock market, had caused the stock market to crash. All right? So the Omicron was a powerful frequency that literally sucked up the frequency of this current currency or the current system that we're dealing with. So the money is affected by frequencies that flow through our realm. The money is affected by vibrations. Okay? The money is affected by all cosmic energies. The money is affected by solar energy. It's affected by lunar energy. This money is fragile. It has no power. It literally is affected by everything that is of the natural order. Okay? So as the frequencies and vibrations and energies, the solar and lunar forces are changing, which means that they're becoming stronger. The dollar can no longer feed off of the system, which means that the dollar has literally become obsolete. And this is in every land called a country. All right? Don't let them fool you, brothers and sisters. Don't let them fool you, because the only thing that they're going to do is lie. And they're going to say, oh, no, the dollar's good. Everything is good. Everything is good. You know, there's no problem. Everything is good, and everything is back to normal is what they say. Everything is back to normal, and nothing is going wrong. Brothers and sisters, this is the science behind the fall of the dollar. The frequencies, the vibrations, the energies, the spin of the planet. You talk about entropy. We were talking about entropy before. We're talking about how when our planet create new frequencies, and those new frequencies that our planet creates goes out into the galaxy and the cosmos, and then other planets
have frequencies to share, and they send these frequencies into this planet here. And on our planet, these are the colossal living organisms are trading frequencies with each other and becoming more highly vibrational, which means that anything that is of a low frequency, low vibration cannot survive, which means that it dies. It dies and it never comes back. So something for you all to think about, brothers and sisters, because this system is dead. All over this realm, the system is dead. Their money was the source of its life. And because the money is dead, the system is dead. And why is the system dead? Because the original being and nature has awakened. And that awakening energy has caused the system that thrives off of the low energy of nature, all right, to fall and to fall to his death. And you're going to see a lot of these Saxon beings killing themselves left and right. And they're going to try to call, they're going to try to say it's another pandemic going on, all right? Watch what they do. They're going to try to say it's another pandemic, and it won't be no pandemic. It's just the fact that their money, their system, their God, their power is no more. And I got these brothers and sisters running around here killing each other over something that had, that never had power, but it definitely has no power now. But right now, there's no power. Even the Federal Reserve all over this realm has stopped printing money because the money no longer has power. The cotton and the linen is not giving off frequencies and vibrations anymore because our planet is now traveling counterclockwise. And this counterclockwise motion, which means that this deep spirituality is killing the illusion. And the illusion is getting ready to be literally broken down into pieces and taken away. All right, brothers and sisters. So that's about all I got for you right now. I'll catch you guys later. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. My cast rings forever and ever and ever. And remember, cast rings change. All right? And this is a big change. The science behind the follow the dollar. All right? Much power to you all.
Brother Wisdom, guys, his name on YouTube is Remedy H. Please be sure to go and watch his content, guys. Awesome content, keeping you kind of in the know. You know, just a perspective, guys. You don't have to agree. But definitely a brother if you want to know, if you kind of want to be in the know. He's a great brother. Brother Sanchez is another one in which I'm going to be bringing some of his material later. Video credits will be in the show notes at the end of the podcast, guys. Now we're going to go ahead and get into the lecture. Asir, the Duke of Tears. You spell his name Asir. There we go. Asir, the Duke of Tears. So Asseer. And then the Duke of Tears is spelled T-E-R-S. And just kind of piggybacking off of Brother Wisdom, you know, there are many that are not going to be happy about it. What I'm noting is that many people are really not happy about change and really resistant to change. If I had to give a number, it's probably be the 90%. Why is that? Because if we have our hand in the stew pot, and as long as we are surviving and thriving, you know what I mean, in a constructive construct, you know, we at root don't really want change. And there may lie our biggest. But it's not going to be a setback, though, because change, one thing in life, and even with my shit, one thing for sure, nothing in this life, right, or this world, in this dome, in this atmosphere, whatever you want to slice it, flat earth, however, you know, one thing for sure. Change is definite, all right? So it's like we either get with it or we'll be taken out by it. And it's just as simple as that. All right, guys, this is a lecture, and the lecture is almost about 2 hours. So let's see what – I have not listened to this, guys, so I'm learning with you guys, which is what we model here at EAR, So let's get into it.
Nobody, but you know how many computers know your password, right? You know how many computers know your password right now and sharing that information with each other right now? You understand? This is what happens when you have or live with demons. You know what I'm saying? They want to create an alternate reality. They want to create different zones, like in Westworld, where you exist or you can go to different eras, like this Antebellum movie that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's already out. And it basically, spoiler, like, it's basically like the same shit we know that they're doing. You understand? And it's all these movies showing the real horror now. The real horror is white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? And so now that has replaced, for black people, that has replaced the Jasons and the Freddies and the Michael Myers. You understand? So these Lovecraft shows and, you know, Us, really started with Get Out, you know what I mean? And there was movies like this beforehand, but they were more subtle, like Brother from Another Planet, you know what I mean? Or, you know, stuff like that. But these ones, starting from Get Out, just became more blatantly about how devilish the white people are. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, the overall science is that, you know, it takes, all of this is still happening. The idea that white supremacy is the ultimate public health crisis is the truth. Yet, the people are infected with it, you know what I mean? It gets past quarantine. You can't quarantine racists. You know what I'm saying? You can only deal with the reality of the racism that's created because it still benefits everybody else. So as a construct, race itself does not exist. It does not. It became a construct on the physical planet after the 1900s. Prior to the 1900s, the concept of it being race or racial was also somewhat ambiguous because everybody was basically of the same race, not necessarily of the same nativity. But essentially, the melanated people were still dominant all over the planet. You can read what allegedly Benjamin Franklin wrote about the Palatine Moors and about how everybody basically in the known world is basically black. All of France, all of Italy, you know what I'm saying? All of these places are straight black. But, But when we say black, we're talking about, you know, melanin. But this is what he wrote back then. The problem with that is that it conflicts with the historic aspect of what we've accepted our history to be. And so that puts us in conflict with our own brothers and sisters, again, because they have accepted an aspect of their history by which they could not adequately explain. Because they themselves also bought into the narrative. And so now you're trying to explain the narrative, in some ways also exploit the narrative. Because in exploiting it, what we're saying, when we come out and say, okay, well, slavery ain't happening like that. How black people hear that is that all of the trauma, all of the situation that they done told me about and I done grew up accepting is not real. But really, what's happening, I think, on a subconscious level is then that if that is not real or if it didn't happen the way that I have been explained or beat down or accepted or whatever, that has happened that way, then that means there's an element of me as an individual that not only bought into it but accepted it on a intrinsic level that they are superior. You understand? Spoken is not something that's on the surface. And so what that really says then about the individual, because we're talking about the illness, we're talking about the illness, the systematic aspect of what we erroneously call white supremacy, because they can't never be supreme. So the very name of what we call it is oxymoronic within itself. Therefore, it can't even be that. You understand? So on a fundamental level, what we are then, what the individual who's accepting that has to then accept, the white man is not God. You know what I'm saying? That means that there was already an acceptance of inferiority that was accepted on an intrinsic, almost psychological, subconscious level. That just means that I actually had all the control. What about me was so broken or so weak that I accepted this as true? That's why after a certain amount of time you get angry. You get nod yourself, you get real happy, you get, you know what I'm saying? You see the unity within the people based on historical stuff. Then a couple months in, you start to notice the isolation, start making decisions, excuses for them. Oh, they don't know, they this, that, and that, right? Then the apathy, everybody else's apathy begins to disgust you, right? Begins to disgust you because now you're the one in the family that's not going along with the program all of a sudden. And what do they use against you? They use your collective past, the collective miseducation that they helped give you. Right?
I'm up without him being right in my face.
So it's created this situation where you're always in a quandary. You're always in a quandary, or you're always trying to figure out. And then what happens? You start getting angry. And then you don't want to deal with nobody, right? Right? And so now you become the aberration. Now you're the one that when you walk in the room, people stop talking. When you used to walk in the room, everybody, yo, what's up, blah, 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 right? Because now you're not eating a pork. Now you're not believing in Joe Biden. Now you're not into voting. Now you're not into, you know what I'm saying, whatever, right? You're the problem now. Because what? What's the real problem? You understand? This is a psychological, this is a phenomenon that happens with people who regain consciousness of who they are. But what happens? What really happened? What really happened is that you rejected the God of the land that you're in. You understand? You rejected on a fundamental level the idea that these people have a godhood above you. Why should the Palestinian Moors be stuck with this warm into our settlement? They will never adopt our customs any more than they can adopt our complexion. All of Africa, Asia, and the Americas are swarthy black. Russia, Italy, Spain, France, the Swedes, and the Germans are black. The principal whites are made up of Saxons and English. The Scots, the Welsh, the Irish are not Saxon or English. So that means that they're all what? Black. When Benjamin Franklin writes his essay, 1751, the black German king, George II, is sitting on the throne of England. So they didn't go from the 1700s all being black to the 1800s to all being black to then, boom, 1900, now everybody white. And what popped it off worldwide? The birth of a nation, right? That's when black people basically became non-descendants. Non-descendants, meaning that there were millions of people living in the West that were not African, but were reclassified as Africans. And because of that reclassification, they had become non-descendable. If your skin was dark, then it was believed that you were from Africa, and therefore you're an indigenous nation. This is why you don't have any Africans trying to come over here to find the people that they sold.
It's okay, I'll keep it down. Thank you.
So they became this mass of people who after a certain time were racially identified. You could never be a slave because, again, to say that would then mean to say that you are a Slovenian. You accepting me place of slavery is like you saying that you're Chinese. You know what I'm saying? Yes, but that was just one African Negro color. Because through the time, they got to move you further away from anything that's concretely identifiable as yours. So even when we say Creek and when we say this or that, we're really still talking about the indigenous Moors or the indigenous Maya or Aztec or whatever, because those we call freaks really came from what we call the mass. All of that's Maya. All of those Maya are still Maya. Or Maya. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all out here going back and forth about who's Indian and who's this and that, and the world is literally changing form around us, meaning that the barriers that exist between the realities themselves are fluctuating. And so the more that happens, the more they need to keep us in a mundane state. You understand? Focusing on aspects of things that really have no relevance or importance to what is actually happening to us. And whenever it comes to us, it's always us mitigated with some other class. But now they're trying to link black people to homosexuals as if it's the same struggle. And we know it's not, but they have black so-called folks doing that. Everybody's beefing about cuties, this pedo show that they put on about the little girls, but they had over 650 girls audition twerking in front of these people. And they got a black woman out of Leslie say she the director of. So here again is another so-called black woman using the sexuality of children under the guise of some sort of empowerment. Understand? When that has nothing to do with anything. But all of that is Roman desensitization. Or more specifically, Herculean pedagogy, basically. So, like I was talking to y'all about the different fields of reality in the realm, that's why you're seeing the double up of these suns all over the place and why it's so damn hot and why everything is burning. Like with the fires in California, as soon as they passed the pedophile bill, everything went crazy. That's not coincidence, you know, of what has to happen in order to get rid of these roaches. Because the fires themselves are controlled. They're not coming just from nowhere. There's no way that you can have stuff burning. I'll show you. They have stuff burning. Every old house is burnt to ash, but the trees right outside is perfectly fine. More than a controlled burn. That's more than a controlled demolition. That is what's called laser point precision. Right here is the New Madrid fault line. is what everybody is low-key bugging about, because it's become active again. It's right in the middle of the country. It's what set off the joint that basically aftershocked the entire world. So ultimately, all of these things are basically, you know, compounded on the idea or the premise that things have to change, of course, because we got Jupiter and what you call it trying in, so everything is coming out. It's all coming out. So with the, for those people that weren't here last week, I wanted to go over, everybody uses terms like they. We're talking about the sacrificing and the, you know, all the crazy stuff that's happening with the people they orchestrate. And everybody tends to focus on the, on like the banking institution, the federal side of it, or even the entertainment wing of it, because it's all the same government. You understand? Hollywood, the mob, all of these things that seem like they were against each other were all part of the same system. Every movie that we've ever watched has shown us that. We've seen how many movies, gangster movies, going all the way back to the serials, to the pulp serials they used to show in black and white, and you always see the mob just paying off the cops.
Definitely.
Right? Always. Cops is always in the brothel. Cops is always involved with it. Because, again, the police was just the aberrant part. They're not a natural part of government because they weren't in the original Constitution. These sheriffs, deputy sheriffs, and whoever they deputize. The police is a part of the municipality, the municipal function. Okay? Remember, it was the mob that helped CIA and all of these dudes during the whole Cuban Missile Crisis and all of that stuff. It was the mob that worked with CIA to get rid of Jack and program his wife to do all of the stuff that they did and all that. Remember, all these people were working together. Understand. Remember Enron? Y'all remember that? Remember Enron? Okay. The same dude that was doing Enron is the same dude that's going down right now in the Senate with all of these hearings and stuff. Coney and all these guys, you know, all of those guys are the same guys. The same guys, yo. So they're totally against this natural upheaval of nature. So all of these people who fund these so-called black bag or black program projects all are okay or created under the so-called Jason Society. And those Jason Societies, these are when you talk about the rituals and sacrifices and this and that, these are the guys that's doing the math work on it, creating the algorithms. Working on the D-Wave technology, trying to open up, creating the ways to mimic the rituals of the ancient ones that they following to find ways to bring them in. All of that crazy stuff, that's these guys. Who are they? They are an independent group of elite scientists. There you go. Elites, right? Which advise the U.S. government on matters of science and technology, mostly of a sensitive nature. Sensitive, operative meaning sensitive, meaning understand. Psychics, telepaths, telekinesis, people into telekinesis, remote viewers, those are all called sensitive. You understand? Right? The group was created in the aftermath of the Sputnik launch. This is the Soviets now. launched as a way to reinvigorate the ideas of having the nation's preeminent scientists help government with the defense problem, similar to the way scientists helped in World War II, but with a new and younger generation. It was established in 1960 and had somewhere between 30 and 60 members. 3 and 6, right? Or 3 6. You understand? 30 and 60. 3 6. Right? Scientific Mafia. Started in 1960 in a result that mimics how the scientists helped them in World War II. Who were the scientists that helped them in World War II? Where did they come from? Nazis. The white ones. The white Nazis. Right? But with the, okay, it first gained public notoriety as a source of the Vietnam War McNamara line electronic barrier. The McNamara line electronic barrier was used during the CIA operation to help the CIA operation referred to as Air America. Air America, which was also a movie done about it with Mel Gibson and Robert Downey Jr., was all about CIA establishing a fake air courier service that they was really moving drugs and cocaine and stuff from there from Laos, out of Laos, which they were supposedly not able to get into. It wasn't supposed to be in. Anybody got it? So these are the same people. Although most of the research is military focused, Jason also produced early work on the science of global warming and acid rain. See? Current unclassified research interests include health informatics, cyber warfare, renewable energy, all of the crap that these people are trying to shove down our throats today, right? This is where it's coming from, specifically. Here's the public side of the debate. Side, of course, where they give you a kind of breakdown of what who they are, but then the other side, again, is totally black box. You can't get into that. Jason typically performs most of his work during an annual summer study. Its sponsors include the Department of Defense and the Department of Energy and the U.S. intelligence community. Isn't that great? The name Jason sometimes explained as an acronym meaning what? July, August, September, October, November, the months in which the group would typically meet or tongue-in-cheek for the junior achiever. It just also happens to be those are the heaviest sacrificial months. Look at how many people died. Heavy people died societal-wise since Jason started. Be one better. Go back and look at all of the hits that went down between July and September for the past 10 years. You will bug out. But it's actually based on what? Greek mythology. Right? See, again, the Hercules thing. Again, always taking it back to Greek mythology because that is their veil for the satanic, areopagite, sacrificial, you know, transcendental magic, heresy stuff they've been doing. Yeah, we're going to get to her in a second. Because Ginsburg was also a pro-pedophilia candidate. Because she come from that whole Ginsburg thing. It was, what's her name, Ginsburg? And then there was Allen Ginsburg, remember? And he was part of NAMBLA. And what was NAMBLA? The Man Boy Love Association, right? Another veil for the Herculean, baby-eating, homosexual ritual. Jason's studies have included the now mothballed system for communicating submarines, extremely long-wave radio waves, and boom, boom. Project Seafarer, representing Poseidon. Project Sanguine, meaning Project Blood. Right? So, boom. All of that goes into DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency. This research project agency is responsible for the development of emergency technologies used by the military. Originally known as the Advanced Research Project Agency, the agency was created in February when? 1958. When was what you call it, the Jason created? 1960, right? Oh, so this is before, right? And then it was implemented by Dwight D. Eisenhower in response to the Soviet launching of Sputnik 1 in 1957. By collaborating with the academic industry and government partners, DARPA formulates and executes research and development projects to expand the frontiers of what? Technology, science, often beyond immediate U.S. military requirements. So when we talk about the gematria and how they sacrifice people and how they use the numbers and the geographic location and the wind time and all of that, like if you're a sniper, like you have to take into account the so-called rotation of the earth, the wind, the sun, you know what I'm saying, when, at what time the moon is going to rise, like you got to, and then you got to just calculate all of that for 1 second of motion. So all of so-called United States technology, United States government, United States wealth is run through these mechanisms. Which is why, again, it's the first time in history that an artificial intelligence has been able to have been basically sued in court. You know what I'm saying?
Can you just pick up the one in the drawer?
Because they created a So this is all of this compound. So this present situation that we're in, or that we found ourselves in, was basically mandated or predisposed by these people and in various other organizations like the Gates Foundation, the CDC, the World Health Organization. They all correspond to this in their own way. So being that the tectonic plates on this side of the planet is shifting to such a degree, also based on all the inner turmoil that's happening both above and below the ground, they are now trying to implement this Agenda 21 situation basically to reduce most of the country into wildlife, turn it back into preserve. Basically, let all the animals free and put all the humans in what they call smart cities. That's what the sanctuary city was about. When Trump came in office and started the purge on the Mexicans, he created the declaration of war. And so everybody that was left basically chose sides, and they did it along the party line and basically worked from that point to destroy the United States from within by passing legislation that would be so heinous or so whatever that by the time you get out of one situation, there's another one you got to do. Now, remember I told you, for those people that don't understand, there's two congruently in conflict with one. But neither one of those has anything to do with us. Well, one of them do, but even that one only deals with us as the inheritors of the governmental functions, as a representative of our will. So for those who aren't here, I'll keep that short again. This is the original and the mirror. The general United States government in General Congress Assembled in Family of Nations, and then you have the administrative government of the presidency of the office of the presidency of the United States of America. Excuse me, the administrative office of the presidency of the United States of America. what this guy has been doing, striving to phase this one out and be totally back in this. At least that's how it's for. Everything is enshrined within specific legislation or specific. Or within their statutes, right? So in the original pledge, it don't say nothing about indivisible and under God. And it don't say none of that. And this one it do because it's bringing you under the government and the ordinance and the defense, which is why the Bible is adopted as law under the mirror government. See? Yes, the fact on du jour. So you have the official seal, you have the official flag. These are not the flags that are flying in variations of the United States installations around the planet. What's flying is this thing over here, the war banner with the gold fringes on. Just like when you see the police wearing their police flag with the blue stripe in it. That is not only insubordination, but that's insurrection, because that is also a perversion of the United States historic flag, which is protected under 4 United States Chapter 1, Section 1. Under the official flag, you know what I'm saying, it cannot be represented in any other. So any other form that you see that flag would be a violation. So anybody burning that flag can go to jail. Okay? Anybody running this flag, you're not really burning nothing, because that's falling under this historical 50-star flag that really was an annexation when they took what they call Hawaii, which was really Russian America. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just... Okay. Let's see. Okay, so from there, you have the Congress of the United States, which is different than the United States Congress. So when you hear them say United States Congress, again, they talk about this. You never hear them say the Congress of the United States, they talk about the Republic. Okay. Preamble to the 7th article, all of that is under this. The Republic. The Republic again, the establishment of those so-called Americans who existed here prior to the colonial migrations, okay? And they conglomerated themselves through Confederacy to create what we call the United States. And then something happened. Founded themselves as a government. The government or the foreign powers that also had sway over land, whether it was Morocco, whether it was Russia, whether it was whatever, they and the people that lived in their lands were now in a position to become citizens of the United States, because anybody that sought to be a citizen was considered that, or was brought into the union if they agreed to do that. So, for instance, in essence, the 14th Amendment grants American citizens equal protection under law. But for public officials, the states which are engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States, those equal protections are revoked. Democrats already know all of this, which is why they are pursuing the plan of election chaos, hoping to throw the entire election process into mass confusion, from which they can plan to attempt an illegal coup to eliminate so-called Trump from office and claim political power over the nation. But this being sent to so-called wide awake, there's their little fake group, and what became the whole Redmond Wake Party, all this other stuff that, in the outset, all of these movements was all original people. Just like all, just like the original Aryans were so-called melanated, the original Caucasians were originally melanated, you understand? Even the Indians, the original Indians, not important. They're called Jawara. They're older than everybody that's in Indian today. They're older than all the people built. They the ones there, it's the one that built all the pyramids. You know what I mean? So, the whole mask thing. See, in satanic ritual, each person wears a mask, and each person wearing a mask has to stand 6 inches apart, 6 feet apart. First of all, you know what I'm saying? But I should tell you, number one, what's going on with that. Now, the 14th Amendment, which governs the Negroes, right, speaks directly to the powers of the federal government in dealing with the officials, individuals, or states engaged in rebellion against the United States. So being engaged in rebellion of the United States basically means the use or somebody doing such something to basically impede the United States government. See, the government can impede you, but you can't. Because of how they're structured. Because of how it's structured presently. Because again, the original government, the original Republic, the United States, looked nothing like what we were taught it looked like. For instance. I'm going to show you a white man, an American, even an American Indian. And have any questions on the stuff? Yeah, anything through the preamble to the 7th article specifically was about everybody that was here fighting and setting up the crazy. You know what I mean? And then everything else from there to the 14th was basically all of the people coming in trying to benefit from the Europa thing and the meaning that they were freed up from Europa to a certain degree, and then also from participating in forced servitude. So look at it like this. This would be a white man. This would be free more or free. This would be basically a my community. You know what I mean? During the time you're speaking of what you're speaking about. Instead of what you've been taught, I understand that. This ain't Lincoln. This is, I believe, Doug Mead, who is one of the people in Congress. The time of the 1787, if you notice, prior to that, you had the subjects of Morocco or the Emperor of Morocco sending a message to the Sultan, basically wanting to be freed up from whatever was happening with them in the United States in terms of the bonds. You notice they had what you would consider American names, like regular names, meaning white people names. And they have names like Muhammad and stuff like that. So a lot of time of the Treaty of Peace of Friendship, you had an influx of Irish, Welsh, and Scottish, these type of people coming over here. But remember, as you just read in the Franklin Declaration, all of these people was melanated. But it was said that if they were to be pledged allegiance again to the soldiers of Morocco, then they would fall under that protection. You see what I'm saying? This became the free white people. Who had been here or had been traveling back and forth through here under the ancient protection of the Moorish Empire, but then when certain, let's say when Britain took over Ireland and whatever, those Moors that was already there, you see, who was at war with the British Empire there, but they still was cool with the Moroccans. So they could still politic through British territory, but they were under Moroccan jurisdiction, you see. So during the 1787, you notice the influx of these people, all these people claiming protection under the Sultan of Morocco, even though they weren't technically what you call Moroccans, but they became subjects of, you see, because the Moroccan Empire was over the British Empire. But all of these people we talk about is melanated to varying degrees. Understand? Not white the way we've been taught to understand. So I'm just using these as examples. Of what the people that we're talking about was actually dealing with or look like. At the time of speech. So another example would be a white man. So you understand how nationality plays and how color was really injected later. So this is an example. This is a German, one of the oldest German houses, right? The Schwarzenberger, which is the home, which is the parent of the Schwarzenegger. And then this right here is Ptolemy, one of the Ethiopian Christ, but Ptolemy is that dynasty is connected to the beginning of Ethiopian. And this is Dumas, Alexander Dumas, wrote the Monte Cristo. Three musketeers and all of that. He's the number two for Napoleon. Now, all three of these people right here, which I'm showing you, would be or are considered white. These are white men as well. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the caste that these people are dealing with. Yes, white is the status. White is always in status. It'll never have nothing to do with color. That's what I'm showing you with the last situation. See, I showed you how the so-called American, the American U.S. citizen, the Moor, and then the American Indian, they're all the same color, but they all occupy different what? Status. So the Abraham Lincoln dude, it was white too. Just like this German dude right here. on his coat of arms with Schwarzenberger. This is a real family. And as you see, he has the Roman laureate around him, just like he did. So it's just the same, these guys right here, these are all Romans, too. Understand? They're all Romans. They're also all Ethiopians, because this is the root, going to the root of where all of the cultures are coming from. And essentially, this is all from the Roman line. That Roman line has a byway of India, which is a Hindu connection, right? Which then brings us to Babylon. Then into Old Europe. And then by way of France into what we call the Americas. In terms of the occult aspect of how all of this was used to then shape the world when we look at it now in reverse. Because it wasn't about color. Everybody was white, or when they talk about they was a white man, they talk about the status of the individual that had come into play by the British by 1681. Had whites under them, W-I-G-H-T, slaves that they tended to use with each other as commerce or whatever. So when you had the U.S. coming in now to enact different codes, right, that would then affect how they did business with their other nations. Remember, there's other nations that's already here that's invested and has already been making and spending money. Like I said, Russia has colonies here, Britain has colonies here, whatever. So the United States government, even though it made deals with Britain and stuff like that to establish itself, still, in a sense, was a threat, was not as friendly to monarchies as the monarchies would have liked, because, again, technically, it was like they were giving people free choice. And all of these monarchies were still in bed with the United States. I mean, were still part of these so-called royal families, some of them backing it, some of them not. And so you have all these world powers on all of these different land masters that's now trying to find ways to maintain control over what was left. So for instance, this is the Sundance Kid. Right? And then on your left, on your in the middle and the left is the Sundance Kid. The real Sundance Kid, and then when he was in the army. And then second one, he was the outlaw. And then the other one on the left is now Philbert II, who was from the House of the Boy, who by which Kidd and his family led to descend from, through the Boy House. Now the House of the Boy, like I said, is an old Ethiopian Roman house, originally descended from those first so-called Ethiopians who settled at Liabella and then moved the capital to Axum after routing the original dynasty that was there after they were kicked out of India, and then merged their iconography, their gods, under the icon gods of the so-called Christian faith, and then adopted Christianity as the official religion, I think, under Azania, King Azania the First, I think. And then they became, let's say, a Roman, so-called Christian nation, which is why they didn't go to war with Rome like that, because that was their satellite kingdom. Because the mothers, the dowagers, the rich people of Ethiopia went to Rome, or what was becoming Rome, and the rape mothers of Romulus and Remus's people. You see? And from there, the aristocracy of Rome always looked to Ethiopia as, you know, their true forefather. And so anybody that became the king of Rome by way, anybody that became the king of Ethiopia via Rome became known as the king of Italy. You understand? And so these descendants were also descendant and also had people who they had to do knowledge with here in the States because they had married into these families, remember? And so they went to war with each other. Same way they doing it with each other now, but we did it back then. And so we talk about these outlaws, like I said, Butch Cassidy, Sundance Kid, Billy the Kid, Bass Reeves, who was really the Lone Ranger, Tonto, all these people was real. Yeah, so the House of Savoy, again, the Roman side, i.e. the Christian side, started again with these Indian pseudo-black people who set up shop in Ethiopia, created a sub-colony in Italy, and then used the sub-colony in Italy to invade Africa by proxy via different agents, and then eventually reorganized it as the Byzantine Empire in the West. So those Jesuit Catholics, those original Catholics, that we come out, all these people was black people who are using these pawns, these political situations. That, so when they was robbing these banks and all of that back in the day and all of that, that was them striving to bankrupt different aspects of the Republic, depending on who was paying them to do that. So all these stories are talking about David Crockett, and they speak David Crockett was a black man. How did a white man come over here fresh off the boat within a year, knew how to go up and down the creek and all of that? Give us the stories in reverse, and again, we don't go through and do the knowledge, so it becomes fact. Like the instance, again, of the master and slave. How it was really going down in the time period versus what you tell us. So Algerine, master, slave, Persian dancer, the eunuch. That's why he got the sword over his joint. Examples of what I'm talking about in terms of Hebrew and Hebrew and what. Simon slave ship. He's got the sword, the star. For the Algerines, the Tangerines, the Mandarines, all of these is black people. We've seen this picture. But nowhere I never told us that he wanted to help him in Morocco. Just as a feminine warrior. Feminine being one of the youths, planners of the house. So again, you had different people who were here, who were so-called melanated or whatever, who, for whatever political reason, decided to go into a different national identity, whether it was Moorish or whatever, and then, but did it to the point that they could no longer define by which they actually descended from. See what I'm saying? And now these non-descendables get grouped under the Negro Black thing, and because they have no state to vouch for them, you see what I mean? It becomes this errant situation where we can no longer for each other based upon our nationality. Because again, you gave that up to go into, yeah, like I said, you have British, Welsh people who were so against the British that they all pledged allegiance to the empire. Who became Moors. You understand? And then through that got them passage over here. You see, and then they hooked up with their people who was already here, who lived on the colonies as British citizens, but they couldn't really rock with them because, again, the British was at war over who was ruling Ireland or England or whatever at the time. And again, like I said, this is now the nobles going against each other. This is the Bruces going against the House of Stuart and all of that. But all of these are black people. That's what we got to remember. That's where we get it twisted because we're looking at it again from the bottom up. But we were really in it from the top down. So here again is another example of a Christian Jewish king, a king, a sultan of Morocco, right? And then a so-called native king. So the cultures that we refine or refer to as Native American, whatever, you know, it's, or American Indian, lack of a better word, cool because it takes you out of the misnomer of the black situation. The only issue then becomes the traditional concept of identifying one along of actual land. That's where bridging the name or the nationality with the geographic location comes into the, see what I'm saying? Yet if you're speaking then of yourself of the so-called Moorish people, the individual or the plural, you could be a more, as in peace more, or Islam more, you see? So for instance, one of the winner sheets, right, the fez with the horn, representing, let's say, American Indian, or winner sheet, or a scolio, or whatever, here, again, is James, King of England, Scotland, Norway, right? He's also Hebrew, but he's also seen as Christian, right? And here then is the Sultan, you see, representing the so-called Islamic Moorish side of things. The James, albeit these in the same era, this may be James being an unfinished picture, representing James, maybe 150 years before these guys was here, but it's still a good point. Right. And remember, the queens or the daughters of the English royal family were taught at the halls of Porto. So now if we flip it a little, we just got to remember that everything that we were given in terms of instruction, TV, or whatever, was still filtered through the alternative reality that they created that we refer to as Reconstruction. So the black people became white, the white people became black in order to keep the general machine of the United States functioning to be able to draw out of it what they needed to perpetuate this or aspect of this reality. And if we put it like this, mm-hmm. This is now bringing the color thing. Now, instead of James, you get the followers of James through the colorism factor through the Freemason thing. This is Thornton Jackson. This is the guy that worked with Albert Pike to reframe the so-called morals and dogma to help establish the KKK and rip the whole black people into slave thing by the 1900s. See him with the triple cross on, right? So technically, this then would be a white man. See? This now is a red Indian. See? This is now a renegade Indian or a wild savage or a mongrel. See what I mean? Yeah, or let's say an Arab. Yeah, even better. But these are all original people, just not original from America. These originally from, this people is originally from Europe. See what I'm saying? This people is originally from America and some from Siberia, but he's like a Zambo, right? And then he's straight Mauritanian, let's say indigenous to, let's say, America or Western Africa with native elements, which is why all of the quarter of the so-called Native American names or Indian tribe names all have Islamic roots, which means they came out of an Islamic situation. And through that Islamic situation, through that Islamic influence came then the Europeans. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't the other way around. It was the Islamic influence first, coming from the ancient, through the ancient aspect of Islam first. And then by the time of what we call the colonial period, then now that is now in couch within that divine influence is now this European, you see what I'm saying, westernized view of everything. And then came everything else. Then the roots of why we worship and why we thought the white man was God and all of this. The only way to not do it is to understand why it was done. So we talk about the influx of slavery, of slaves from Africa, being brought into the United States and all of that. That can't be true because really we have an influx between 1840 and 1910. Now remember, during this time, right, the capital of Russian America or New Russia, or it's called Nova Sponsor, what it's called in Russia, but right here was a lap. Understand? Yeah, all the way down to there, really. It was all of this. Well, like here and here. But more specifically, I would say the island, like, you know what I'm saying? And so they created this influx by which the czar freed up a lot of them so they could come over here and work for him. This is where we get the influx of all of these poor white Slavs who for generations had been locked up. You see what I'm saying? And then on the other side now, through the British side, you get this influx of Slavs coming from here. But at the time, you see how it says Mongolian, Mongol. Now, some people find that derogatory or whatever, but I don't mean it like that. You know, you see it today. You start BLMing you. And painting. You know what I'm saying? And the gender reveal parties and then allegedly burn it down half the state. Like, come on, bruh. This see them. We're talking about the native of Siberians, the dark-skinned Bambos that was here in the United States and all of that. We could trace all of them back to when Janus and them, through the Timory, came over here, which means that they came over here. And they wasn't the ones that was in charge. Well, they was the ones that was in charge, but they fell under the Moors that had already checked them at Natchez, which is in Mississippi. I showed the book a couple of times. You can check that out. I'll try to show if I find that. Show it again. So when they talk about the Mongols coming over here, this is what they're talking about. And one of the first places they were allowed to set up was what we call Chinatown in California, in Califa at the time. Exactly. So we're not so, again, where did these people come from? See what I'm saying? This is who was coming over here. The white people that look like the white people that were coming over here from the Atlantic that wound up at Ellis and all of them, these are the ones that was now being put under heavy restriction. And then the ones that was already from here that was vetted became known as the natives. Why? Because the natives was somebody whose mother had been enslaved during the 16th and 17th centuries. Those people who had that happen to them were these type of people and the so-called whites. And the people who enslaved them decided to bring them over here, told servants to work their land, which they had purchased from those who were already here. And the government that was functioning here, the government that functioned here under the Confederacy, was loosely affiliated through the Articles of Association. And until the usurpation didn't find a need to really consolidate itself until after. So after all of that happened, and then after the 1787 situation, where now the Constitution is signed and Treaty of Peace of Friendship is signed, you get an influx again of original so-called Europeans, Moors, or original people from Europe who wanted to claim amnesty or wanted to be able to live on the land that was associated with the Sultan, even though they were Irish, Welsh, and whatever. And then those who were already on the land here, as seen in the Moorish Sundry Free Moors Act, right? They had already been petitioning to make that happen from the 1700s. See what I mean? So where were the black slaves when all of this was happening? Because to do any of what I'm talking about, you need to read, you need to know how to read, you need to know how to write, you need to know how to navigate, right? So where was these slaves that had to do all this stuff? Remember, we're not talking about Caucasian world. Whatever these white people say that they were doing at this time is a lot. It got to be. And if they was, they was just doing it in their own little Caucasian little worlds where their little influence had some sway. Other than that, they wasn't moving up. They wasn't even Jews then. The Khazarians, Hitler, black Hitler, basically wiped them out or set up the camps with black Hitler in them. And then the white version, the story I got was that Charlie Chaplin was used as the dude for Hitler after they seen him in The Dictator. And then they filmed all of those serials with him giving the speeches and all that crazy stuff. While the real war was being fought amongst the real rulers and owners who were getting his melanated.
Y'all hear that?
Because these were the so-called Semites, or the Jews, at the time and all of this stuff was allegedly happening. So I don't know if people look like they're from Europe, do they?
I encourage you guys to look at the link in the show notes for the visuals.
Semitic, right? relating or denoting a family of languages that includes Hebrew, Arabic, and Aramaic, and certain ancient languages such as Phoenician and Akkadian, constituting the main subgroup of the Afro-Asiatic family. Afro-Asiatic, the same thing about Afro. You have an Afro, or can grow an Afro, or have Afro-type hair. You are Asiatic, and these people apply to you. This is the Moorish Zionist Hebrews performance. At your bottom right is the Saudi royal family. Yes. So what the real Saudis look like. And these guys married the slaves, the slave daughters of the white Arabs to produce more pale white Arabs, and then that became the process. Then those white Arabs took dark African slaves and then did the same thing. And then did it so that way only the lighter-skinned ones would be able to move up, because I told you, all of these guys that practice racism are all really Hindu worshipers. They're all really Catholic, and whether they're Nazis, whether they're Christians, whether they're Ethiopians, if they are functioning from the lighter is better situation, that's the proof. They're a part of the so-called, what you call it, Catholic. And have the Dalits at the bottom, dark-skinned people at the bottom. The darker you are, the more at the bottom you're going to be. So any society that's emulating that, whether it's British, whether it's whatever, I'm telling you, roots of that is coming from this ancient obsession with skin color and being lighter. Look at the original lighter devils and then look at the Ethiopians that came after. They were mad lighter. And so once they established Eritrea through Italy, it was a wreck. But at the time, the Eritreans, the Italians, the Ethiopians, these are all black people. Who are also employing poor white Slavs into their ranks to help them fight the other black, rich black people. Those Jews and stuff like that, they all follow the Talmud. They all follow witchcraft. Babylon, old Babylonian magic to serve Lucifer. These different images. And no matter what society these guys were in, they was able to create a cult that was within the main body of it so that way they could pull the stuff off. So when they was in Persia, you know what I'm saying? They shielded it under Mithra. When they was in Phoenicia, they shielded it with Moloch. You see what I'm saying? When they was in Greece, they used Hercules. When they was in ancient Egypt, they used, you know, Harishat, you know, or Nekabet. Nowadays in Hollywood, they call it Baphomet. You understand? It's the same illness. It's an alien entity that has now infested humanity and turned everything in the opposite. So like I said, when we talk about Americans or whatever from this point on in Europeans, you got to remember we're not talking about white people all the time. When they're talking about slaves and all that, they really talking about white people who really only came into power after the 1900s. See how we go from this more like this to them looking like this. You see it? So when they talked to us about Charles and they talked to us about the European nobility, this is why we all got European names now. They married into us over here. Historically, they don't speak about the House of Bourbon marrying into the Inca family. But the Inca is also the Dinka. But the white man spelled it different. It was different. So, like I told you, now that certain things ain't work, it's slipping out. So we got to rethink of how we structure our language when it comes to these entities, because they're not really what they are. So when we speak about slaves, we really talk about hostages. When we talk about plantations, we really talk about concentration camps or death camps. We talk about mistresses, we talk about rape victims. We talk about overseers, we talk about renditions or tortures. Understand? We're talking about slave traders, we're talking about human trafficking. You understand what I mean? Because when we say slave owners, how can somebody own a slave? The only people who could own slaves was the people who brought slaves out, and that was us. Slaves own anything when they were the ones who were owned. They applied to Lincoln to get free. That's what I mean about overhauling how we even talk about slavery. So if you say something like, so a white man will write it like, a prominent slave owner never publicly recognized the offspring of one of his slave romances, but allowed him to serve in the house. What that really translates to is that a rich human trafficker raped a female hostage and then held their son hostage as well at the death camp that he owned. Like, if you start keeping history like that, white people are going to stop being racist. People are going to stop being what it is. But see, they want you to be able to still be a Negro in it. And you can't not get the real skin on slavery and still be black in it, because we were never the blacks in it. We were never really the Indians in it. We were the guys that was running everything, and that eventually things just fell apart because too many of us started going into different nationalities for protection. So you had straight Moors who was working with Spaniards, see what I'm saying, against other Moors who was working with Germans. You know what I'm saying? But they all Moors. You had Welsh Moors who was fighting with Irish Moors against called Moors from England. All because of George. You see what I'm saying? Anybody have any questions? So the ancient name that the Americans had for China or those that came from China was Cathay. C-A-T-H-A-Y. Or the Cathay, right? So the Cathay or the Chinese represented Asiatic, or what we just seen were the Mongols, were the ones that came over in the 13th century. Who around the same time through the Atlantic, also you get the influx of the Mandate Moors coming with Abu Bakr. Eventually leading to what became the unification of the West, in which the Zambos were given territory to live at off the buffalo and teepees, while the rest of us that was always here lived in all of the cities and stuff that we always had. Up until the freedom extension now of the United States as a country now trying to take over all the other countries that existed on the so-called Northern Hemisphere or Northern Continent. Understand? So in a book called The Origin of the Name Indian, page 549, it says, in Española, the best district for a gold mine on the other side, thence from terra firma, as well as thence from the Great Khan, where everything is on a splendid scale, meaning everything is huge. And again, it goes into the other Italian sailor, Venetian, Genovese, Giovanni Cabasso, or as he was called in England, James Cabot. See, you always have different names. James Cabot was actually Giovanni Cabasso. Both Moors, right? Made a voyage in 1497 under the auspices of King Henry VII and reached the continent of North America, which he described as the territory of the Great Khan. We therefore see, although the application of the name Indians to the Native peoples of America was the outcome of an error, it was at the time of one which is excusable, but there is no reason for its continuance. It is, however, firmly entrenched in the popular mind as if it was felt to be the point of honor to perpetuate the illusion of the great navigator. So as it says, that these territories that they came to would go to the territory of the Bay Khan, but that was part of the deal, the treaty between the barbarians, the Tartarians, i.e. the Moors, and the North, i.e. the Occident and the Orient. I'm trying to find it. I believe it's Hilder, but one of the Moors from my email list sent me the clip. So big up to him. Also big up to my other Moor. He sent me this. You guys just bugged me out too. And my Moor Yakub also sent me one of those. It's twin son. And the funny thing, when talking about their twin sons, back in the day, people was saying how each one of them was a dual depiction, like a, what do you call the, like a Photoshop or whatever. So all of the corresponding images of the same are from different places, you know what I'm saying, in the world. So that's what I'm talking about, man. This is a great book. You don't have it with this one. Islam. Yeah, I said Hilda. Thank you. Yeah, he's going to the Moor, Brady. I don't know where he got it from. But yeah, get this book by Waddell. It's really good.
It's the one in the orange box. Okay.
Also, the David and Ritchie joint, Ancient Modern Britain. And we also did one on, I believe, fairies and all of that. He really got into the Twa people that was out there.
Yeah.
Peace. I sent you this too. It has come to the attention that numerous individuals in our state have rescinded all their contracts with the United States federal government and the state of Arizona and each of the political subdivisions establishing themselves as free men under the Organic Constitution, National Republic of the United States of America. Subsequently, they may be drawn without no order, registration, driver's license, or other evidence contracts. I urge you to inform yourself or be personal about this matter as soon as possible if you would like to brief you by someone knowledgeable of the subject, please contact me. In the meantime, inasmuch as the procedure is entirely inappropriate or properly carried out, the procedure is entirely appropriate when properly carried out. So this right here is actually verification. This is all the way back in 1985. So this is verification before any of this pharmaceutical, any of this stuff that they were talking about. They know the difference one between the Republic of the United States and the so-called United States federal government. So this then means that any situation that was created to ensnare or produce agents to get black people to be involved in situations that were getting them trapped up and wrapped up in these whatever, right? All of that falls under Title 14, the 14th Amendment, and all of that then falls under the domestic treasonous enemy situation, right? Yeah, also the violations of 18, these are the violations that you can check out. That all go into it. This is from the 16th American Jurisprudence, second edition, 98th section. I believe the year is in the late 90s. Don't quote me on that, though. 16th, the Messenger, including second edition, section 177, late second, sequence 246. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislature bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement and a law, and a law violating it to be valid. One must prevail. This is simply as stated in as follows. The general rule is that an unconstitutional statute, though having a form of law, is colorable, is in reality no law, but is wholly void and ineffective for any purpose since unconstitutionally dates from which the time of its enactment and not merely from the date of its decision, do so branding it. An unconstitutional law in legal contemplation is so inoperative as if it had never been passed. You understand? So this applies to the mask. This applies to the stopping of the business. This applies to the people getting locked up for the mask. This is for the mass ordinance. You understand? This is for everything that has happened since March. And everybody that's been talking to you, and then this is also Facebook. This is the fact checkers. This is everybody. This is everybody that's been pro-mass, pro-this, pro-that. This is all of that. All of that falls under this act, this sedition. And here in Florida, last week, they just, some chick walked in and served the whole ruling council of Palm Beach. They gave them 10 days to vacate their office, or they're going to be arrested under treason and sedition. If that pop off in Florida, turn it to rap. That means that all of us, that means let's say years more, the whole sovereign citizen thing, see how far back I showed you this, go back to 1985? This means all of it. Everybody's getting paid. Everybody's going to jail. This is why they need this dude in office, because if this guy gets back in, it's over. Everybody's going to jail, or the firing squad, or the lethal injection, or whatever. Everybody that posted, you know, anti-Trump this or that, or whatever. All these people, they're going to go after all them people. That's why they're telling more. Be indifferent. Let's stop getting caught up in who's doing this and what person is like. All of that don't make no sense anymore. What we got to figure out is how to create an institution to be able to rightly teach this information to the children and put a black face on everything in the day with white. And all of us got to keep it. You know what I mean? Like, they, this is the time when we could really, because all of this proven to be a lie. All of this fiction. So it's all fiction. You don't have no choice but to reset it. If James Madison gave you the right to do that in the actual, in the book, governmental, in the Constitution itself. And like I said, the Jason Society is going to keep the rituals going. They don't predict the rituals probably for the next 200,000 years if you let them. Because they're all functioning under the same jurisdiction. And like I said, you can hate Christianity or whatever all you want. But again, it ain't start with no white man. If it ain't start with the white man, it can't end with the white man. Even if you get rid of the white man, it's still going to be worshiping the kids of Jesus. That really is just an aberration of some, like I said, what they call Illuminati, which again is really a derivation of the so-called Illuminatos. So again, if there's two different United States functioning, we got to solely do business through this side. By this one, it's faded out. That's why names and these things are so important, and they use them in warfare, because it's all about controlling the war, the battleground, and the mind first, subjecting the people to the fictitious reality so they never go into the real one. So like I said, the more of us declare our nationality properly, the more of us establish our trust in everything properly, the more we can now put them in a proper perspective and get out of this. However, it's not going to work if everybody's using it for weaponized information to bang on one another and act like everybody's real contribution is not important. And that's crazy. anybody else see this actually like, okay, this person's assisting me is with the bar. I try to give them shout out or whatever. Like I said, I wouldn't even, they got to the point where I couldn't read so much books and all that anymore. Thankfully, the internet did come out. And there were people out there who was false and did knowledge and did research on that. Will, but inshallah, it always goes to whatever the topic is I'm dealing with. You know what I mean? But again, you know, I want to give respect to everybody that's been out here. As long as they've been doing it. Yeah, man. It's all proven. Like I said, everything with the prophet, you're right. Everything Circle 7 is proven, you know. Yet, all information properly applied can be proven, you know. And I think all information, true information, flow from Allah. So the devil, in the devil dictionary, there's a saying that it says that if God is all powerful, then it cannot be all good. But then if God is not all good, and things come from God being good, then that means that it's the reverse. What that all is to say is that everything that's destiny is the opposite of what you need. Whereas everything you need is supposed to illustrate what you're saying. And there comes the switch up. So again, I think holy and understanding this aspect of it will at least put you in a perspective to not get caught up in things like, you know, some of these movements and these fake internet-based identities that's actually getting people locked up. They locking people up for being fake Indians now. White people and black people. Somebody just sent me a clip of some other so-called black people from one of these movements, maybe the West Aboriginal, whatever. They all just got bagged up on some, setting up some fake Indian tribe, taking money, getting donations and money from people for it. It's just how they put the empathy in them up. You know what I'm saying? Take something real and try to put it into the federal stuff without that's really the enemy. But again, man, as the Quran says, we're a mixture of what is there, a mixture of truth and falsehood strangely mixed. You gotta strive for more truth than falsehood. Inshallah. Yeah, bro, they got the flag now and all of that. I didn't see Moors who were so ultra Moors. Now they all ADOS with shirts and, you know what I'm saying? Wilding. So it is what it is, man. People believe what they want to believe. So anybody else any last questions before we close out? This is the so-called Christian, mythical Christian God, Pastor John. Blessed Juan here, but they call him Prophet John, which is a part of the fictitious so-called Christian kingdom that existed here and was wiped out by the wicked Mohammedans, whatever. Another fiction that was created, this is really King of the King Solomon, but whatever. Yeah, all of that's fake. Anybody talking about that? Those are all Jesuits. See what I'm saying? Those are Jesuit Christians pumping false information, half mestizo, half out here trying to, you know, convince dark-skinned black people that, you know, they should have always been Ethiopians. And I'm showing you that even the Ethiopians wasn't that. They actually was actually really Indian. They actually took the Ethiopian identity and basically gave it back to them as a town. Which is why they call Italian Guineas. You know what I'm saying? And why they're so into them being dark skinned and all this. With Mussolini and all these people who are black. And again, Victor, aka Selassie, and the rest of them playing that game like all the rest of these islands playing. But again, I've been saying this for years. When I first started talking about the Pappenheim, which goes for the Wappenheim out of so-called Bavarian, the police thing that all of these guys was basically just working the same bloodline trying to get over here so they all could have the land and beat it. But the difference is they were not Caucasians and all of that. And now all the John Caesar that they're trying to put out there is just more mystery God stuff that's really a part of the apostolic succession same stuff that after Hebrew Israelites. So in the end, all these gods are Christian, which means what? The Ethiopians, or what you call Coptic Ethiopians, which means what? They're really Indians, which means they're really polytheists, which means, again, they all dealing with the caste system. You notice all the people talking about the Prester John stuff is right. That ain't coincidence, bro. And I'm not trying to diss like people. I'm just saying that whole colorism stuff that's coming from these people that's functioning with this caste system, creating fake knowledge shit I'm talking about. Trying to act like they not Moors and all of that. But really, they all agents of Rome. Same thing. Yeah, it's a mythic. It might as well be He-Man, y'all. This dude might as well be He-Man. Understand? It's fake. All of that Prester John stuff is fake. That's all mystery, Freemasonic jargon that they put into the whole understanding. Really, he's Hiram Abiff. Really, he's Solomon. Really, he's Dave. All through the esoteric. No, this guy I'm showing you, Prester John. And the people on the internet digging this dude up like he's a fake Christ, so they're just part of this secret world of Christians that existed in the Holy Feast until the wicked Muslims came and shut them down. These guys are insane, yo. Yeah. So again, don't get caught up, man. Don't get caught up in the BS, man. Support people doing real research, even if it may make you uncomfortable. If it seems to be real and it checks out, go with it. Because you may be the one to expound on it further. Yeah, that public enemy, that's all part of the ritual. They all down with it. Everybody's down with it. That's public. That's how I look at it now. Unless they speak it directly against it, they down with it. And even if they're speaking against it, like with Kanye, I just told you the story on that. He did it to himself by worshiping that dude. So it ain't got nothing to do with us. Yeah, he kicked out whenever they want. Whenever the Jews want to get something popping with some black people, they always use bricks. Notice that ain't no coincidence either. So again, I ain't trying to diss nobody. You know, he's super sensitive. I don't even care that much. You just talk about it because you ask. You know what I mean? But essentially, all of this scripted, all of these dudes working the algorithm. Start to turn your phone off at night. Check the health joint on your phone. Wipe out any information that's on it. Block it from doing it. Like, for real. Oh, yeah, Ginsburg. Yeah, you asked about that. She was a part of the feminazi party because her peoples were the ex-Nazis that got out and got free of Nuremberg. Her and Ginsburg and the rest of them were all came up in the MK programs, all with the pedophilia and all of that. And she spent her whole life basically trying to shield that she was really about that by pushing abortion rights and all that. That really just affected black people, black women. It made black women more subservient to the system. So I hope she's burning real heavy, if she's dead at all. I think this is an open space for Trump to get who he wanted in there to help cook the rest of it. The COVID thing, the defund the police thing is really about them trying to get robot police to take their place. So unless you got your own community and your own society established, or your own district or municipality on paper established already with your own human guard, they're going to try to start to enforce that. That's what the defund the police thing is coming through. And that's all coming through these devils, like I'm saying. Oh, yeah, big up to Jaheim. He gave me a shout-out a couple of days, a little while ago. Anybody else?
We're going to go ahead and end it right there. That was powerful, you guys. I really, truly enjoyed it. I love sitting down and listening to Asir Dugatiers. His classrooms are amazing, guys. The link is in the show notes. Really breaks down a lot when it comes to this world. You know what I mean? So, you know, like we always encourage you guys to do, is to do your own research, you know, Enhancing Awareness Radio, and I'm sure as well as the lecturers in which I choose, always encourage you to do your own research, connect your own dots, you know what I mean? When it comes to black history, when it comes to the history, when it comes to his story, you know, what is her story? I did a podcast on her story, and But Seer, what I like about him is that he kind of goes into her story. Even though he teaches about the Moors and all that, he kind of, you know, he starts to talk about Ethiopia. You know, Brother Wisdom starts to talk about Atlantis. You know what I mean? And we're getting into what happened before all of this indoctrination narrative of, you know, the whole loop, the whole ring around the rosy that we, you know, that we have been dancing for so long. And again, there's no disrespect, you guys. It's just that really, when are we? Not when are we, because we're there. Whether it's by force, which it has come to, because I feel that we had more than enough opportunity to make things right, to balance things. Yet, when we are forced, even in our own personal experiences, guys, that should be an alarm that this is business. You know what I mean? And if we fight that, it can be detrimental to our soul health. That's my wrap-up, guys. Join me every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. Sometimes I come on early, you guys, because there's things that I have to do during the timing of the podcast, but that's not going to be a lot. But thank you guys for listening, those who listen. But most of all, this is for people that are coming up in the future where I know it will be beneficial for, right? So thank you, thank you, thank you. And guys, every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, on the Hanson Awareness Radio, Spiritual Soul Sunday, and the Motivational Classroom on Saturdays. All right, guys, enjoy your week. Until next time, peace. I-55 on the clock.
Revolution.